This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, if you promise to keep it just between us, I've got an investment tip for you about a company that is said to be putting itself up for sale. It dabbles in pro sports teams and leagues and stadiums, in fact. It's got a nice little sideline doing concert promotions and real estate. So if you've got a couple of bills, as in billions, in your pocket, AEG can be yours. Here's a little due diligence from Marketplace's Scott Tong, in case you're unfamiliar.
No, it's not that bailed-out insurance company. It's not a utility in the Midwest. It owns the Staples Center Arena in Los Angeles, and the LA Kings of hockey, the Galaxy in soccer, and arenas and teams in London, Istanbul, Berlin, Hamburg. Oh, and it's also the world's number two concert promoter.
They have been a great stagehand to all of these teams.
Andy Dolich is former president of the NBA's Memphis Grizzlies. He spoke by cell phone.
People are going to see the greatest athletes in the world, greatest performers do their thing. They don't know who the stagehands are, but without that background, without the microphones and all that, you don't really have the event.
Dolich says AEG has been able to see around the corner and turn music and sports sites into entertainment districts. And it's loaded up the arenas with tech gizmos, says Jim Andrews of the sponsorship consultancy IEG.
Like being able to order food directly from your seat, using devices to do that. You know, all of those things have really changed the experience.
So why is AEG on the block? Good luck with that one. It's privately held by the very private billionaire Phil Anschutz, number 44 on the Forbes Rich List. Rick Burton teaches sports management at Syracuse.
He's not like a Jerry Jones or a George Steinbrenner. Phil Anschutz was as big as any of the biggest names that the average fan would know.
Don't expect Anschutz to talk about the sale. His last interview was in the 70s. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.